Well, the Taoiseach has used the excuse of his fallout with Vincent Brown as a way of running scared from this debate with Sinn Féin's leader, Gerry Adams. And I think that as Taoiseach of this state, he has a responsibility, if he really genuinely believes that austerity measures are the best pill to swallow for the Irish public, to, you know, to stand up in a televised debate with the leader of the opposition, with the leader of the No campaign, and have that debate. And I think, you know, as somebody who's been paid by the Irish taxpayer €200,000 per year, you know, he's got a responsibility to put aside his petty differences with the presenter of that programme and the station and step up to the plate and have the debate that the Irish public want.
To be fair to the Taoiseach, he's only ruled out a debate with Vincent Brown. He hasn't ruled out a debate on RTE or TG Cahir.
Well, the Taoiseach keeps on telling us that, you know, this treaty is one of the most important decisions that the Irish people will take, and I agree with them, him on that measure. Now, you know, why then is he allowing a personality clash with a presenter to avoid a debate on TV3? You know, at the end of the day, this is about major issues in terms of the future of this country, in terms of the austerity measures that will be imposed on ordinary people. And I think genuinely that this is just an avoidance tactic.
And why are those in the Yes campaign avoiding a debate? We've seen here in Donegal, a debate has been organised for Buncrana by Joe Murphy, and everyone in Donegal who is on the Yes side seem to be avoiding that debate as well.
Well, and I believe that that's not just the only debate that's been organised independently that the Yes side are refusing to attend in Donegal. But it's clear from our point of view, and we're not really worried what the Yes side do. Our job is to explain to people that this treaty is bad in terms of the austerity measures that's contained within it, the giving over of economic decision-making to Europe. But from the Yes side, you know, they can't find anything positive to sell to the Irish public. And, you know, their agenda so far has been to try and scare the bejesus out of ordinary people to vote yes. But I think people have seen through that falsehood. And I think people are reasonable enough and understand what's going on economically in this country and indeed throughout Europe to be, you know, brave enough to stand up in the same way that the French people and the Greek people have in the past. And indeed, just yesterday, we see that the German Parliament has delayed the ratification of this treaty. So I think the Irish people are just waiting their chance on the 31st of May to reject this. And the Yes side know that if they enter into the debate with us, that you know, that they'll just be exposing themselves, because there's very little, if anything, positive to sell in this treaty.